Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrow Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr.
He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudi was...
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see...
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners. You are listening to the program The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts, biographies, and the works of the most outstanding Muslim dignitaries all across the nation of Islam, the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Zianyaf. Sheikh Zianyaf, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So today we want to talk about an outstanding figure, a Christian, Italian Christian by the name of Edoardo Agnelli, who converted into Shia Islam. And his family in Italy are really famous, the rich family. Although he was very much rich, you know, and wealthy, he left all these and came to Iran, converted to Shia Iran from Christianity. His death was really suspicious, and some believe that it was an assassination. He was killed and martyred. That's why for today's discussion, we want to talk about his character, Edoardo Agnelli. Let's start with you, Sheikh Zianyaf. Give us some information about the early life of Edoardo.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Edoardo Agnelli was born in 9th of June in 1954, in the city of New York. He was from Italy, as his name is showing this. And his father was a senator of the Congress in Italy. His name was Senator Giovanni Agnelli. And this family is one of the biggest and wealthiest families in Italy and even all around the world.
That's right.
And the wealth of this family maybe cannot be calculated, but the company of Fiat and the Juventus football club
yes.
is also one of their properties, okay. beside the lands and castles that they have. So being the son of this family maybe is the wish of many of us, and having this wealth maybe is a dream of many people. But Edoardo was trying to find truth.
Yes.
And wealth did not, you know, blind him. And that's why we see that his life is changed after a while. Of course, during his, you know, beginning years of his life, we see that he is living as normal people, you know, with Western culture. But he was eager to study. And he liked studying. And the library was one of the places that he was enjoying there. And he says that once I was, you know, searching the books, or even we may say surfing the books in the library. And once he sees Quran on the shelves, he takes the Holy Quran and studies the Holy Quran. And that is a turning point in the life of Edoardo Agnelli, the right. son of the owner of Fiat Company and Juventus football club.
Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, give us some details and information about his embracing Islam. I mean, when did it start exactly, and what was the main cause for that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, as he himself is narrating, that one day in New York, because he was studying in the Atlantic College, he is saying that one day while I was in New York, I was walking in the library, and I saw the Quran, as my brother mentioned. I saw the Quran, and it caught my glimpse. So I was really curious to know what is inside this book. So I took it, I started reading it in English, and I felt that those words were holy words and cannot be words of a man.
That's right.
So from that moment on, I was really touched, and I bought one Quran, a copy of Quran. And actually, he is saying that I borrowed the book and studied it further till I felt like I was understanding it and I was believing in it. Okay. So that was a turning point that made him to change his religion and embrace Islam, Sunni Islam. And as you mentioned at the beginning of this program, then due to the relations that he had in Italy through the Iranian cultural deputy over there.
Mr. Qadiri Abiyane.
Yes, Mr. Qadiri Abiyane. One day he goes there with a second-hand motorcycle, which was not a very special transportation vehicle. So he goes there, he knocked the door. A servant or the officer goes and opens the door, say, okay, what do you want? He says, can I meet Mr. Qadiri Abiyane? He goes to Mr. Qadiri Abiyane and tells him that someone is calling you by the gate. He says, go and ask who you are. He asks, he said, I am Eduardo Agnelli, the son of Gianni Agnelli. When Mr. Qadiri Abiyane met him in that situation, coming with that motorcycle, he asked him, okay, if you're really the son of Gianni Agnelli, why are you coming this way? He said, since I have embraced Islam, I am really oppressed and suppressed by my family. So I was forced to come with this motorcycle, not to let everybody realize who I am. I only want to know about Shia Islam. And then that was actually the second turning point in his life through Mr. Qadiri Abiyane. He was regulating for him to come to Iran and have a meeting with Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh. And this is also narrated that in front of Imam Khomeini, he said that I am embracing Shia Islam. And there are a very common photo from his participation in the Friday Salat behind Ayatollah Khamenei, yes, who was the vice president of Iran on at that time.
That's right. He got his PhD also in religious studies, isn't it? I mean, mystical and religious studies. Philosophy and mysticism, something like that.
Yes.
So he was quite familiar with the concept of religion. His conversion into Islam was research-based, I think.
He was interested in Oriental philosophy, yes, because of this. But okay. I'm not sure about holding PhD degree. Since he was against materialism, the way that the lifestyle that their family has taken for their life, yes, so he wouldn't get much supplement and help through their family. Yeah.
Okay. He selected the name Mahdi for himself after converting to Shia Islam. Also, he got a chance of meeting the late Imam Khomeini in Jamaran Hosseiniya in Tehran. He also paid a visit or pilgrimage to Mashhad, Imam al-Reza's holy shrine over there. After his conversion to Islam, Sheikh Ziyaniya, I think he was suppressed by the family, isn't it? By the wealthy and rich family in Italy. Is it true?
Yes, it's of course clear that when you try to not follow the beliefs of the family, then you will face with some, you know, distinctions, with some sanctions, and with, you know, deprives that they try to, you know, change your mindset. And these all took place regarding Eduardo, but the result was that he was more, you know, strong in his way and in, you know, his beliefs. That's why they didn't tolerate him anymore. And okay, they tried to, you know, remove him from the family.
Okay.
And, you know, this is, I do believe, that have been censored in the media, especially in English language. We don't have, you know, too many sources regarding this, even if that there was a minute silence in respect of Eduardo Agnelli in 1999 at the beginning of the football game, soccer player game between the England and Italy teams. But there are not, you know, much information regarding Eduardo Agnelli in the net. And the reason is that they don't want people to get familiar with such personality. and to know what happens to him.
That's right.
But here we want to discuss about it, that Eduardo, because he was not following the beliefs of his family, and even he was standing against them, and they didn't want him to have the wealth of the family to preach Islam,
that's right.
That's why they decided to kill him. Mm-hmm. By the way, his body was found under a bridge on the way of the highway between Torino and Savona, under the bridge named Franco Romano. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, in these cases, because the person is a famous one, mm-hmm. there were so, you know, many investigation regarding a body, but here the protocols were not, you know, observed.
Okay.
And he was
his body was buried without autopsy. Yes, without autopsy, and the files were closed and classified. But according to so many of the journalists, like Giuseppe Popo, the famous Italian journalist and writer, he was assassinated. And according to his own prediction, maybe it was done by the Zionists. And it was a Zionist plot against Eduardo Agnelli in Italy to kill him. That's right. Okay, anything missed, Sheikh Mahtabi?
Only some complimentary point regarding what you mentioned, that there is a strong evidence that he was assassinated by Zionists. We have to consider that he was, actually, his mother was a Jew.
Oh.
Yes, his mother was a Jew, and he didn't have any other brother, and also the only sister was killed before him. Had passed away. So he was the only heir to this family.
And the only inheritor to this family. That's
Only heir to this family.
Okay.
Even though the father has told him before any of these things take place that you are not going to inherit even one penny from my wealth, mm-hmm. but they wanted to make sure that he's not going to inherit anything. So, you know, after this, all wealth will go to the family of the mother. Why? Because after the death of the husband, the all property will go to the wife's
side. Which was a Jew
family. If there is no son, yes. Which was a Jew family.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, one book was written, and this is something that must be acknowledged and appreciated. One book was written in Italy in year 2009, and he is clarifying some certain points based on which you can come to this conclusion that it was not a kind of ordinary suicide as they are claiming, that he himself...
How a person can convert to the religion of Islam...
And then commit a suicide.
Commit suicide, you know?
Yeah.
Impossible.
And they are saying that if it was a suicide, why you didn't treat it the same as the all ordinary? So there is no camera photo from his face, since they are saying that he fell from the bridge. So there is no camera photo, there is no proper autopsy and report on the autopsy that took place. And he was buried so fast, and even they are believing that taking the funeral and burial ceremony in a short period of time without giving chance to anybody to investigate or examine the body, it shows that something was going wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. So these things are the evidences which are supporting this idea that it was not an ordinary suicide.
That's right. Thank you very much. May Allah bless the soul of Eduardo Agnelli, the convert into Shia Islam. You know, sometimes this type of conversion into Islam, if you are rich, you have to leave all this materialistic world, you know, this wealth of the family, and then come into the religion of Islam. And you know that you will miss everything. You will miss every type of, you know, luxurious life that you had before and already. Because of your conversion, because of your faith and belief, you are ready to do this sacrifice. I think this makes the work and the achievement of Eduardo Agnelli very much greater. May Allah bless the soul of Eduardo Agnelli, Shahid Mahdi, or Mahdi after conversion to Islam, he was called. May he rest in peace, inshallah. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya, for your presence in the program, the teacher, and thank you much. Dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, we hope you enjoy. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/ Shia and Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ooh.
المعلم.